Have you ever wanted to be someone you're not? So one day I was at the gym, exercising on the calf stretching machine. As you might imagine, calf stretching is boring. So I looked to my left to see my friend Debbie, who sat inside this claw-like apparatus, pushing up and out against what looked like a heavy weight. Debbie is blonde, gorgeous, and sported classy gym duds. She also holds an advanced degree in chemical engineering. She is the Debbie I wish I was. Anyway, Debbie finished up on her machine. As she passed by, I nodded and smiled, trying with all my might to appear competent and athletic. Then an image came to mind, my own personal infomercial. I envisioned myself in the giant claw machine, diligently exercising until one day I emerged from the claw, a new person, blonde, chic, and very smart. The thought tantalized me. Why not start today? So, still feigning confidence, I walked over to the apparatus, briefly glanced at the instructions, sat down, adjusted one weight, then pulled the claw-like metal gizmo over my head. No problem. Too bad I hadn't actually bothered to read the instructions. Apparently, I should have adjusted a second set of weights, the overhead set, which now was slowly crunching me into a permanent fetal position in the jaws of the giant claw. Fortunately, Debbie had not been fooled by my pseudo-confidence and had kept an eye on me from across the room. I told you she's smart. So Debbie rushed over, fiddled with the settings, and released me from certain doom, or at least the possibility of a real bad backache. A great fear of mine is to die a humorous death, like drowning in a vat of pickles or getting hit by lightning while sitting on a porcelain throne in the bathroom. Even though my demise was probably not imminent, I'm prone to melodrama, so I thank Debbie profusely. At the very least, she rescued me from gym infamy. Another day, at the same gym, I observed a frail-looking, white-haired elderly woman working out on an overhead weight machine. I smiled at her as she finished up. Then I took a seat on the machine. When I went to adjust the weight, I discovered the frail woman had been lifting at 20 pounds higher than I can handle. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." He's probably right. So now, when I head to the gym, I try to keep the famous words of Popeye the Sailor Man in mind. I am what I am, and that's what I am. And that's probably okay.